milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. Mmm, there are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called hun kue. Mmm, the taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food?Gayabot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Baila. Baila is an Indonesian new band which has made a new achievement through its song Asa Asmara or Hope of Love. This song was released on October 2, 2024 and as of November 20, it reaches more than 1 million times playing on the Spotify streaming platform. The song Asa Asmara has become known for its meaningful lyrics and heart-touching melody. This success is widely promoted through Baila social media, which shows the journey of this song from its launch to its phenomenal achievements.The song carries the main theme of courage to express feelings. Through the lyrics, it calls on the listeners not to be afraid to express love, even though there is a possibility of rejection. This message is relevant for those who often feel hesitant or envious when they want to show their feelings to someone they love. Well, listener, this is Baila with the song Asa Asmara. Let's check this one out.
Alistair from Voice of Indonesia. Thank you for still joining us. You are still listening to Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned for more information on Indonesia only on Indonesia Today. And we still have more when we come back. So stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Still on Indonesia Today.
Sahabatku yang setia. Cerita bila ku ingat saat-saat terindah, menangis tertawa kita lalui bersama. Kisahku ini takkan pernah terlupa, menjadi kenangan yang teristimewa. Sahabatku yang selalu setia, bersamamu ku bahagia sampai ku kini.
Alika Islamadina. I am a singer, songwriter, a content creator, and also a mom. So that was my newest single called Sahabat Tersayang. But actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006. So it's been how many years now? 18 years?
Wow.
I am old. So yeah, it's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally, Sahabat Tersayang, it was the meaning of sahabat, best friend, itself is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song, the best friend is my mother. So I remake this song into a newer version. Initially, I wanted to make it for my mother. I recorded it before I was pregnant, actually. So I want to present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song. But turns out I was pregnant at that time. So it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult, so my daughter can now, you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang. The song, it was made by almarhum Bang Elva Sesuria. He was a well-known musician. He was actually the one who produced my album back in 2006, so I also want to pay homage to him with this song. And actually, the one who was playing the piano in the newer version of the song is his son, Kafel Seshuria. So it's another full circle moment. So yeah, that was it, Sahabat Tersayang. Hopefully you guys enjoy the song and can fully embrace the meaning of best friend itself. Okay, let's move on to the next song. I want to perform another song of mine. This one is going to be in English. It's called Reasons to Fall in Love. So kind of a backstory of this song. Me and my sister, we wrote this song together. It was more her. But we wrote this song together. She initially wrote the song for me. It was kind of like for my wedding song because I was getting married that year back in 2021. So, yeah, that's why it's called Reasons to Fall in Love, because she said the song reminded her of my relationship with my now husband. Like she said, sometimes you don't need reasons to fall in love with someone. Sometimes it just is. You just fall in love with them and it just feels easy. It doesn't have to be dramatic, you know. Falling in love, sometimes it's just an easy thing to do. So, yeah, I want this song to make falling in love feel comfortable, easy, and, yeah, you will understand when you listen to the song. So let's just sing it. Reasons to Fall in Love.
Laughing at 3 a.m. under my porch, and it's hearing your stories and getting lost. For better or worse, sickness and health still forever. It's curling your toes when you hear the words, I love you. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands. But it's waking up to realize someone is there to take care of your heart. So do you need a reason to fall in love? Does it have to be dramatic, like skydiving through the sky? Or sitting under the stars to see it shine? I thought this thing is supposed to feel then if love is a game, and I'll play along. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. So do you need a reason to fall in love? People say it's a thousand words, but I say none, 'cause I just lose all track of time when we're together. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. It isn't easy, but it works. It's like feeling so dizzy without saying so. It doesn't feel like it's heaven, but it feels fine to be here by your side. So do you need a reason to fall in love?
Thank you.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
This is quote of the day. One can be great only when he changes the world into a better place. Bung Tomo. Bung Tomo is a national hero. He played a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is known for his blazing spirit for revolution and consistency in fighting the colonizers. He moved through fiscal struggle and propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of youth and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity.
Jika takkan
is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. The musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage.
Thank you for still joining us. You are still listening to Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. We just enjoy a song by Pasto Tanya Hati,
Stay tuned for more information on Indonesia only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. We still have more when we come back. Stick with us. Don't go anywhere. Still on Indonesia Today. Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands, at the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananda. Enjoy! When visiting the archipelago, the first thing that comes to mind is the cuisine. The Voice of Indonesia team on a visit to Natuna Riau Islands didn't waste the opportunity by exploring the specialties of this northernmost region in Indonesia.
Selai selai ikan selai kalau dipindah kodak waktu.
Of the many typical Natuna foods, we were very interested in foods that are thought to have existed for hundreds of years, namely the tabel mando and kernas. At first glance, the shape resembles contemporary food, namely pizza and nugget, a typical food from Italy and America. When the Voice of Indonesia team tasted it, we immediately liked the taste, which is delicious, savory, and said to be very nutritious because the main ingredients are sagu and fresh sea fish, which has number one quality. The same thing was also expressed by a tourist from Jakarta, Yatno.
Delicious. The fish doesn't taste fishy.
More interestingly, this tabel mando and kernas snack does not exist in any area except in Natuna. We think that its taste is very good and able to go national and even international, beating pizza and nuggets, which have only been popular in Indonesia in the last few decades, while this Natuna specialty is believed to have existed for centuries. The Voice of Indonesia team searched for this delicious food maker by tracing from one resident's house to another around Ranai City, the capital of the Natuna district. According to information from a local resident, we met Juleha, 34 years old. There is something unique about this woman who has had 3 children. Because she is very famous as a maker of pizza and nuggets a la Natuna, Juleha is better known by the nickname Juve, reminiscent of the nickname of the famous Italian football club Juventus. When we met her, Juleha was frying the final stage of the process of making kernas before being served or ready to be consumed as a snack.
In the process of printing and while frying too.
Juleha said that she is able to make tabel mando and kernas because she got a recipe from her parents. This recipe has been passed down from generation to generation. Of the 6 siblings, her parents entrusted the recipe more to her because she is the only one who inherited the recipe for making tabel mando and kernas with details and how to make them, including the prohibitions and taboos that should not be done. According to Juleha, it's not because of belief or mystic, but it's rather to keep the taste itself. Because if prohibitions or taboos are violated, the tabel mandu and kernas will not turn out as desired, including destroying the shape and taste of both. According to Juleha, processing food made from sagu and fresh sea fish is not difficult. It only takes patience for perfect results. She briefly explained how to make the tabel mandu.
Sagunya kita ongseng dulu, agak-agak setengah masak gitu.
I roasted the sagu first. It was a bit half cooked, and then I combined it with other spices such as salad fish and garlic, shallots, which have been mashed. They all mix into the grated coconut, immediately stirred together, and then stirred again with the roasted sagu.
Setelah itu.
Afterwards, the dough is made like a flap, covered, just to keep the heat low. So it doesn't cook all at once.
Tidak sekaligus. Jadi masaknya tuh lebih bagus.
So it cooks better, and the inside part is chewy like pizza.
Meanwhile, kernas, which has a texture similar to nuggets, is a mixture of white tuna and sagu.
Uniquely, the sagu used is grain sagu instead of sagu flour. After the dough is molded and then fried, the black sagu grains like whole black pepper grains stand out, making the shape of the kernels more attractive and appetizing.
Pakainya ikan tuna. Ikan tuna itu.
The tuna used is tuna or white sinback fish.
Kita di Natuna itu sinback debit.
In Natuna it is called sinback debit.
Tulang-tulangnya bisa di.
The fish is clean, the bones removed, can be powder or blended.
Seperti bawang putih saja ya.
Then there are other spices such as garlic, black pepper, and devil's chili pepper. Other spices are to taste according to needs and the manufacturing process. How about the sago grains are cooked first? Sago grains that have been cooked are then mixed with raw and whole grain sago.
The tabel mando and kernas are two of the many special Natuna specialties. These foods are served for daily meals such as for snacks, family meals, traditional and government events. Even it's so popular, the tabel mando and kernas also become souvenirs for tourists. According to head of the Natuna Tourism and Culture Office, Hardi Nancah, the tabel mando and kernas are superior culinary products from Natuna Regency, Riau Archipelago Province.
Nggak ada di tempat lain.
It doesn't exist anywhere else. So it's like nuggets. Nuggets from Natuna from a long time ago.
Nah, kemudian ada lagi tabel mando.
There is more tabel mando. Tabel mando is a pizza hut from Natuna. So it's not fish stock, but it's real fish meat. So the taste of the fish is great.
Pakai sambal makannya.
It's eaten with sambal. So it's made specially. We can find it everywhere, such as in Jakarta. So it's frozen. There is no preservative at all.
Hardi Nansyah hopes that someday the tabel mando and kernas will be more popular than Western food, such as pizza and nuggets.
Kepada tuturmu,
Utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rock and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff-shaped, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Lagu ini kan beri rasa suka.
Here's Newsline. Minister of Culture Fadlizon on Monday urged for utilizing submerged shipwreck artifacts or underwater resources in the Riau Island province as a culture economic source and revenue for the state. He stated that the waters of the Riau Island are home to many valuable underwater sites that require careful considerations. According to Fadlizon, 60% of Indonesia's submerged shipwreck sites are in the Riau Islands, which are scattered across Natuna, Batam, and Bintan. Deputy Minister of Agriculture Sudaryono announced the government's plan to provide free seeds and seedlings to farmers whose agricultural lands were affected by floods in Grobogan District, Central Java Province. Sudaryono made this statement while inspecting the implementation of an affordable grocer's market operations at a post office. He notes that the government plans to prepare the seeds and seedlings to complement the agricultural equipment and machinery already distributed to farmers, enabling them to resume work on their land immediately. That was Newsline.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Leto. Leto is an Indonesian pop band from Yogyakarta, formed in 2004. The initial format of its members consisted of Noe on the vocal, Patup on the guitar, Arian on the bass, and Dedot on the drums. However, since 2016, Leto has added two new members, namely Cornel on the guitar and Widi on the keyboard. On January 18, 2025, finally, Leto released a new song titled Sebening Senja, or As Clear as Dusk. This song is Leto's latest single after a five-year hiatus. The song Sebening Senja is a pop song that tells the story of a person's journey in finding the magic and meaning of love.